Hey, we're delighted that you're here with us on this Christmas Eve. Christmas and wonder, they go together like peanut butter and jelly, right? We sing about wonder at Christmas time, right? It's the most wonderful time of the year. You get the baritone because I'm fighting a cold, all right? Christmas and wonder, or we sing it this way. Star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright. A friend of mine posted a picture on Facebook a few weeks ago, and it was a picture of her house all lit up in these Christmas lights. It was a stunning picture with these beautiful colors, this spectacular silhouette of a colorful house on a dark lit night along the street. Hashtag the wonder of Christmas. Christmas and wonder, they go together like peanut butter and jelly. And I wonder, what are the moments for you? What are the moments when you experience the wonder of Christmas? For some, the wonder comes in hearing a beautiful piece of music, like Handel's Messiah. That's part of your tradition. For others, the wonder comes on a quiet evening walk down a snowy street lined with twinkling lights. For others still, the wonder sinks in at a service like this, as we sing the ancient story with a candle in our hands at the end of the service. Christmas and wonder, they go together like peanut butter and jelly. And this evening, I want to invite you into the wonder of the first Christmas. I want to invite you to experience afresh the wonder that Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and the magi encountered that night that Jesus was born. But I'm going to let you in on a little secret. The wonder might not be what you expect. It's different than the kind of wonder that we experience with the sights and the sounds. The wonder of the first Christmas comes in things that are hard to believe, the unexpected, and the head-scratching events that surround the birth of Jesus. Okay, maybe some of you did experience this wonder on your way here. You might be sitting here thinking, well, I wonder, it's actually a wonder that we made it here, right? Because your husband 10 minutes ago was wearing jogging pants, right? Or your child was in a candy cane coma on the floor, and you're like, it's a wonder that we even made it here. That's the kind of wonder that I think was happening on the first Christmas. It's a different kind of wonder that we're used to, a wonder that is much more down to earth, much more real, and I believe the Lord has something fresh for us this evening as we open ourselves to the wonder of Christmas. The wonder of Christmas, it began with a hard-to-believe announcement. An angel appears before a young woman named Mary in a small town called Galilee, and the angel says to her, "Mary, I have news for you. You're going to have a child, and his name is to be Jesus." Now, Jesus, the name, it means God saves. "Mary, you're going to have a child, and his name is going to be Jesus, and your son is going to be God's salvation for our world. But not only that, he's God's son, the son of the Most High." Like I said, the wonder of Christmas begins with a hard-to-believe announcement. That's the wonder that Mary experienced. We hear it in her response, right? She says, "But how could this be, for I am only a virgin?" And now, without getting into a lesson on human reproduction, Mary doesn't quite see how this all lines up, how this could happen, but the angel explains, "The Holy Spirit will overshadow you, and you will give birth to the Holy One, the Son of God." And there's no doubt at this point, Mary is pinching herself. She's trying to wake herself up, right? This is a real-life person we're talking about. This can't be real. This is an outrageous thought, is it not? A virgin will conceive and give birth to God's Son. Let's let that sink in for a moment. Let's face the facts. Christmas begins with a hard-to-believe announcement. Have you ever stopped to think about that? We can't get too far in the story without beginning to wonder
if we can actually believe the Christmas story at all. And you know what? We don't need to gloss over this detail. Why? Because God expected it. That's why the angel says what the angel says next. Listen. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her own age, the angel says. For no word from God will ever fail. Nothing is impossible with God. And do you realize what's happening here in the angel saying these things? You know, I have read this story probably 50 to 80 times in my life. That's my estimate. 50 to 80 times, and I never noticed this detail in the text until I read it a few weeks ago. Do you notice what the angel is saying to Mary here? The angel is helping Mary understand what is hard to believe. Mary had a cousin named Elizabeth, and she had been barren her whole life. And now she was well past the years of getting pregnant. And I anticipate that Mary, growing up, she would be part of a family that prayed for her relative, praying that Elizabeth would be able to have a child, the joy of having a child. It's a journey that some of you know all too well, a painful journey. But now, old Elizabeth, well beyond in years, is in her sixth month of pregnancy. The prayer had been answered. And it was what you might call an ordinary miracle, something that people today might dismiss as a mere coincidence or good fortune, but the angel tells us that it is God's powerful intervention. The angel essentially says, Mary, yes, of course, this is hard to believe, it's hard to take in, so let me help you. Look at the ordinary miracle down the street with your cousin. There's no reason to believe this hard-to-believe announcement. Sorry, there is reason to believe this hard-to-believe announcement because no word from God will ever fail. Nothing is impossible with God. C.S. Lewis, he once said, "Once in our world, a stable had something in it that was bigger than our whole world." Oh, the wonder of Christmas. The wonder of Christmas is that the infinite God enters our finite world in human flesh because nothing is impossible for him. And perhaps that's just what God has for you tonight. He's inviting you into the wonder of this hard-to-believe announcement. Perhaps tonight he's speaking into your doubt, speaking into your disappointment with him, speaking into your distracted life, and he's saying, look around your life. Can you see me? I'm here. I've always been here. I've been working in ways that you've easily missed. Ordinary miracles. Don't give up on me. Nothing is impossible for God. The wonder of Christmas is that God has stepped into our world so we need not wonder who he is or what he's like. He took on flesh so that we could know him and we could experience his love. Can I get an amen back there? The wonder increases. It goes on. Yes, the wonder of Christmas comes through a hard-to-believe announcement, but it also comes through an unexpected arrival. You'd expect the high King of Heaven to arrive in quite a different manner than the manner we read in the Scriptures, wouldn't you? I mean, if I were writing the script, it would be something like this. I would definitely have flashes of lightning and peals of thunder, right, to announce the arrival. That's how I would do it, so no one would miss it coming. I would make the location Rome, because Rome was the center of the cultural world. It had influence over the rest of the world. And I would pick a warrior, right? A warrior armed and ready to wage war against the systems of injustice and greed and exploitation. And I just think he would look a little bit like Pastor Cameron does, for those of you who know Pastor Cameron. And if you don't, just picture a big guy that looks like a really handsome Mr. Clean. All right? Right? Cam, you're not even here. Where are you? He's here, but he's doing more. Cam, you're a beautiful man. I love you, buddy. That's what the God of rescue should look like, right? Yet it's not the arrival that we read about. His is quite unexpected. A helpless child, born in poverty, lying in a feeding trough, in a back alley home of an unimportant town called Bethlehem. A friend of mine suggested that the best contemporary comparison of Jesus' birth today would be his arrival in a parking garage. I think he's right. The wonder of Christmas is that God would make his entrance upon the earth in a parking garage. Author Mark Buchanan, he was my pastor growing up. He spent last Christmas with his son in Bethlehem, in the real Bethlehem, the place Jesus was born. And when he told people what he was doing, they had a typical response. They typically would say to him, "Oh, that must be magical." But it wasn't. It wasn't full of wonder and magic for Mark. Mark says it was downright frightening. In Nativity Square on Christmas Eve, the police shook down his son three different times. And then on Christmas Day, they were caught in the middle of a street riot with stones flying past their heads, tires were set ablaze, and tear gas filled the air. And here's what he writes about that Christmas. He writes, "Last Christmas has forever changed my image of the birthplace of Jesus. That line from the song, for instance, 'O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie,' which we sang, jars hard against my experience of the not-so-still and little town. Of course, I visited more than 2,000 years after the events that make it famous, and much has changed. Or has it? Perhaps, rather, my idyllic and romantic imaginings of ancient Bethlehem, nurtured by my 50-plus years of exposure to Western myth-making, obscured the reality that Bethlehem in Jesus' day was much like it is today, a violent, suspicious, dangerous place ready to turn away the very one who came to save it." The wonder of that first Christmas, it comes in this outrageously unexpected arrival, that the Almighty God of rescue enters our broken world, not by force, but quietly, gently. There's more to the wonder. The wonder of Christmas is found in its head-scratching welcome. Notice who's there to welcome Jesus on the earth, and notice who's absent. Two groups of people are present, but one is noticeably absent. The first on the scene to welcome Jesus are the shepherds, right? Shepherding was not a glamorous occupation in the day. It was a job for the loner or the social outcast. Not quite the crowd you would expect to welcome the King of Heaven, is it? Then, sometime after the shepherds came, the Magi, well, you know the story. They came and welcomed Jesus with gifts. And the best way to describe the Magi is to describe them as a group of traveling astrologers. They look to the stars to gain insight about life. Now, if you're unfamiliar with us church folk, I know we're a little strange at times, so let me explain this to you. We don't believe in astrology. We don't read the newspaper horoscopes to tell our future because we believe God holds the future, not the stars. Yet, it's the pagan stargazers who are there to welcome Jesus, which makes who's not there all the more head-scratching, all the more of a head-scratcher. That sounds better. We'll go with that. The people who never arrived to welcome Jesus are the people who had been expecting him, the religious leaders of the day. The wonder of Christmas is the head-scratching welcome. The King of Heaven was welcomed by the poor, the outcast, the pagan stargazers, those you would least expect. But he was missed by the ones you'd most expect to be there. It leaves you scratching your head. It's the wonder of Christmas. yet. None of these wonders compares to the greatest wonder of all. The true wonder of that first Christmas is that it wasn't the shepherds or the wise men who were welcoming Jesus in. Rather, it was Jesus who was welcoming them in. The true wonder of Christmas is that the perfect God of love enacted a plan to welcome broken and imperfect people into life with Him. The lonely outcasts, they are welcomed into the life of God. The pagan seekers, they are welcomed into the life of God. The refugees and those without a home, they are welcomed into the heart of God. The sick and the weak, the discouraged and depressed, the Muslim and the Jew, the young and the old, we are being welcomed into the very embrace of the God who made us and loves us. It's the wonder of Christmas. The holy welcoming the unholy. The perfect welcoming the imperfect. The Creator embracing His creation. The true wonder of Christmas. It begins with a hard-to-believe announcement, and it proceeds to an unexpected arrival. It then turns into a head-scratching welcome, but all of it leads to something no person should ever miss: the wonder-filled invitation. The God of rescue took on flesh and entered your brokenness gently. And He is inviting you to find your life, to find it again in Him. He is inviting you into the relationship of love for which you have been made and from which you have been made. He's welcoming you in. May we all experience the true wonder of Christmas this year. Let's pray. Oh, Jesus. We can't figure you out. Yet we see your love. And so, Jesus, on this night, when we remember your birth, when we remember the night that you entered into our world so that we might see what love looks like, we turn our hearts to you, the wonder of Christmas. And we worship because you and you alone are worthy. Amen.